today's guests, Slim, as well as a mystery guest, musical guest, Slim again, and your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Ahoy, and welcome aboard. I have to look you in the eye whenever we start this show.
I know you do.
Oh my God, welcome back. It is a late night.
Oh, yes, it is. Very late.
Welcome to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking with us. We were finally back after our brief hiatus. Johnny, you're sounding real tired. I'm sorry it's so late.
I can't believe you made it so late.
It's a late episode. Well, you kind of would have been indisposed if we wanted to do an earlier episode.
That's true. I would have been at work the whole time.
It's a damn shame.
I'm just slaving away. I'm a busy bee. They call me Busy Bee McGee.
Busy Bee McGee.
That's what they say.
Is that because you're Irish?
Yes, that is. They're very respectful of my heritage.
They're just basically using your you know, given name.
They're just like, oh, do you prefer overworked O'Leary? But I was like, no.
I am Busy Bee McGee. Busy Bee McGee. How have you been, my friend, besides being busy?
I've been all right, you know, just married now, so just, you know, doing the married life thing.
I was waiting for you to do an off-mic bit of just like, you know, that's how it is, bye.
Oh, sorry, dang it. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I'll see you later. Yeah.
For the listener, we were having a brief conversation about how awful it is and how easy it is to find out when someone wants to leave your conversation, because they'll end with
those certain words.
That's just the way it is, or you know, or, that's how they get you.
Yeah. Well, that's your. I
hate that phrase.
But there's a bunch of good ones, like you know. Oh well, yeah. I just got, you know, I got that thing.
Yeah. I gotta go change.
The
my
vaguer,
dog.
The better.
Yeah. The more vague, the better. I've been real busy. Just with sketch stuff. Thanks to everyone that's been coming out to the Sad Boy Social Club shows, because they've been a real hit. We went to West Virginia. We haven't talked since then. We haven't talked since that happened.
We haven't talked since whole shebang.
The whole shebang? Are you talking about your wedding?
Yeah, that.
Okay, yeah, that was a big shebang.
That's one shebang.
She banged. She continued to. And by she, I mean that good old Niagara Falls.
Yeah, okay.
She's just roaring and banging all day. Some might say she bangs too hard.
Some might say that.
Some might say, you know, you ever see that? They send in boats of people to go witness it live.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
How else would they do it? You know, they go out on the boat and watch a DVD?
Well, actually, sometimes they take you out on the boat and there's a 7-second delay. It's just.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, for safety.
Can everyone please turn off their phones? The bandwidth is.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, if there's too much interference, the falls will stop.
Yeah, I hate that.
No one wants to see the falls stop. That's why they go there. They go watch the falls.
No one wants to see that.
No, not a single soul. Hey. If you want to see the falls stop, call in and let us know.
Yeah, just so we'll never have you on this podcast.
We'll know that you're a liar. Yeah, we're never going to have you on this show.
Anybody who wants the falls to stop, I don't even want to talk to them.
I don't even want to think about it. I'm done thinking about it.
You know what I'd say to that person? Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And walk away.
Yeah, walk away.
Hey, we have a special guest today.
Who?
Special guest who is a host of a show on this very network. Everyone, please say hello out loud, wherever you are, in your office or your car, to Slim with a $.
Hey.
How you doing, Slim?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing just fine. You are from the ANA, or no, MMA with ANA podcast.
Backwards. You got it right the first
time. Damn it.
ANA MMA.
ANA MMA.
Because me and my co-hosts, both of our first names are Andrew, so.
You're both Andrews.
Yes.
See, I thought it was cool already because you both had the same letter, but that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Oh boy. Tell me a little bit about your show, because I listened to the pilot episode. But I know nothing about MMA.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about UFC.
That's fair.
You gotta educate me.
All right.
You gotta tell me all about it.
Absolutely.
What should I be looking out for?
Yeah, tell me two things I don't know about it.
Well, basically it got started because I am a corner man on the main show. You know, I'm
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. The corner man.
I'm the slim, the one that gets ragged on the most because I'm, you know, the new guy, the intern.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
See, here, I'm going to write you some roast jokes for all
of them.
Okay,
cool.
And you're just going to have a little flip book.
Yes.
And it'll be like, anytime someone picks on you, I'll be like, you know what? And then you have a
go,
clap.
Go back. Heavy on the Sean ass jokes.
Oh, absolutely. we'll go pretty heavy. Hey, right. Sean, we know you're listening.
Oh, man.
We're coming for you. Slim's coming for you with an arsenal.
Intensity.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, like I said, I've been on the main show for a little while now. And that got me thinking, like, you know, I really kind of want to branch off and do my own podcast. But, you know, I wanted to be original. Every show on the network has their own thing. It's it's very unique. And no show is like the other. So I really wanted to be something that set myself aside from every other show. And I have really been into the sport of mixed martial arts lately, especially UFC, Bellator, all the different organizations. And I hit up one of my buddies, so I always bet on the fights. We go to all the fights and at the bars and watch them with
them. Bet?
Yeah, money, yeah.
Ooh.
Not anymore because I lost
a
lot
sin.
Of them.
It's a sin.
Well, that's a sin, so.
Right, right.
Just informing you.
Just to let you know, that's a sin.
Yeah, that's fair. So I hit him up and said, hey, you know, would you be down to do this if I started this up? And he was on board from
great.
Get-go, absolutely. So, you know, we just got it rolling, and it's been every week ever since. We've
that's
been very
awesome.
Consistent with it and seen pretty much every fight, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dang.
Who beat you up to make you think that UFC was so cool when you grew up?
What's your origin story?
Yeah, so, give me your superhero origin story.
So when I was in middle school, I was a wrestler.
Oh, I see.
And,
okay.
And I was a
natural.
Stick figure. I was I was 122 pounds in the eighth grade, and I was tall.
You had
so
no features.
No, none. And my last name, I'm about to name drop my last name, is Slinkoski. So the kids thought they would be funny and call me Slimcock.
Uh-huh.
So that so
that
you know,
is
short,
funny.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is pretty funny.
Right, right. So that's where the nickname Slim came from. And it's stuck with me ever since.
Oh, you took your horrible nickname and turned it into your own
into
cool
a career,
nickname.
You know? Exactly.
That's cool.
When you
like that.
When you wrestled, were you ever tempted to
kill someone?
yeah, essentially, were you ever tempted to murder your opponent? That's all I wanted.
Well, I was horrible. My coach
at murder or wrestling in general.
I guess both because I never got to do either or.
Well,
but.
You never got to.
No, I got to wrestle, but I lost a lot. Okay. So yeah, I was pretty bad. But then I went to high school and one of my buddies was like, "Oh yeah, this at Pronio's down in Elliott across the street from Hire was like, oh yeah, if you're under 18, they can't charge you and they do MMA classes." And I was like, "Oh shit, let's go do that." So me and my buddy went. We were training for a whole month. I learned a ton.
Nice.
The coach was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, so I learned submissions out the ass, learned a ton of striking, and then after
the ass
a month...
submissions are the most dangerous ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard that.
Absolutely. So after a month, they came to me like, hey, did you pay yet? And I was like, I thought it was free if you were under 18. They were like, get out.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. So then I just became a fan because I was broke.
Oh, no. That's well. First of all, whoever was it? Your buddy that turned you on to that place?
Yes.
Lied.
Yes.
What an asshole!
Well, he got cut too. So yeah.
Why would
he willingly misled you to this horrible?
No. This is what happened. He created a lie that he had to believe so much that he just thought it was true.
You're right. He incepted himself.
He incepted himself.
Right.
He thought it was true. Wow.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
So. That...
Well, I mean, maybe you can. Hang on to that little knowledge that you managed to
rekindle my fighting days. Maybe one day, I don't know.
You're a young guy. Who
right,
knows?
Right.
You never know.
We'll see.
There's a writer that went on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he started boxing at 50.
Really?
Yeah, and he really enjoys it. He's actually a really good writer. He wrote the book called Tribe.
Okay.
And he's Native American.
Yeah.
And he just essentially was trying to focus on this concept that human beings aren't. We didn't evolve with multi-million person civilizations.
Right.
We evolved in small bands of people, and that's where we strive. But my point is,
okay.
He started fighting at 50, so who knows?
At 22, I might become the next champion. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
Who would you fight? All right, let's imagine you are in peak physical form.
Okay.
First of all, I know who your first fight's going to be. This dude that told you that this gym was free.
Yes.
Yeah,
so after you, after
we'll
you destroy him,
right.
And we televise it,
okay.
Who do you go after next?
Whoever they send me, really. I mean, the champ.
Wherever they send
you.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
the champ.
Who's
eventually.
They? Who do you want to be
the
your manager?
The champ.
Do you want us to be your manager? We
absolutely.
Can manage stuff.
Would you fight Jack Black?
I learned a lot from Mike Tyson's punch-out, so I know how to manage
right in the gut.
You might lose.
I don't know.
Breaks a guitar over my head when he... Yeah. You never know.
He's pretty good.
Do you want to fight some rock stars? How about that?
Why not? Let's do it. Let's just fight. Set it up.
I think... Here's
Axl
what I think.
Axl Rose.
Yeah. Axl Rose deserves to be punched by everyone on earth.
How about Corey Taylor? He was just in town.
Corey Taylor?
Lead singer of Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, hey, you beat him up? Excuse me. I'm not as well-versed in Slipknot.
Okay.
Did you listen to Slipknot a lot, or do you?
Not. I mean, when I was younger, you know, Slipknot, Stone Sour.
Okay. Okay. I'm very clueless when it comes to different types. Most metal.
Yeah. I don't know. I was mainly into the heavier, like the dark, like I Declare War, Carnifex.
Carnifex.
Oceano.
Do you like Black Dahlia?
Yes.
Okay.
I seen them at the Outpost.
The Outpost.
Dude.
Now, for the listener, the Outpost is in a little spot in little old Kent, Ohio. And during the day, it looks like it's an abandoned building.
Right.
And during the night, it still looks like an abandoned.
It looks like a building that should be abandoned.
Shout out another podcast host on the network, Grant. He's the doorman.
Is he
of, keep,
nice.
Of the Keeping It 99 podcast, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Shout out to that guy after we totally just dissed his place.
His place of employment. Yeah, hey, man, funny. I'll tell you what, though. That door looks great. Does he shine the door? Is that what it is?
Dude,
that
is just the greatest door I've ever seen.
So he goes up and he just accesses
the
door.
Of all the doors I would go through, that's pretty up there. I mean, if he lets me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's up to him.
It's really up to him.
It's really up to him. I mean, I wouldn't want him to let me in if he didn't think I was good.
You know
enough.
What? It's his discretion.
I trust his judgment.
Absolutely. He is a good judge of character.
I agree. Would he let you in, Slim?
He always does, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I bet you he advises The Bachelor, like, just because he's
The
just
Bachelor?
That, yeah.
From the television show.
From the television show.
So he calls him up. What does
like,
he say?
He's like, I'm a great judge of character.
Let's have this. Let's. Oh,
okay.
Let's get that phone ringing.
Ring, ring.
Yep.
Hi, it's The Bachelor.
Oh, hey, what's up? It's me. I don't remember my name. What's my name, Slim?
What's it?
It's Rocky Marcano.
Hi, it's Rock.
Hey, I need to choose between these two women. One is Brittany and one is Brightney. Which one should I choose?
Which one's got the bigger boobs?
Fair question.
Neither.
Ooh, I wouldn't let them through the door. All right, later, man.
Won't even go to the butt? No, just boobs or none?
Boobs. It's boobs or deal breaker, man. Deal over. That's don't right. even come at me if you ain't got no boobs.
Wait, but I don't have...
Johnny. In my mind, you've got great boobs.
Thank you.
I'm looking at them right now, and boy, am I just thrilled.
I don't like this. I'm going to...
All right, let's move on.
You know the cookie crumbles.
That's how the cookie crumbles. Well, you know, that's how they get you.
I can't believe you just said that.
I know. It's only good when I say it.
It's true.
Slim, I got a proposal for you. I got a few fight ideas.
Sure.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Wait, you're already married.
I had a proposal for you.
Oh, okay, great.
Johnny's like, please,
Manavi, why not?
Please,
my pun, please.
It's okay. You lost me too. It's my bad. I'm not on my game. All right, here we go. Let's get these fights out.
Okay.
First fight.
Right.
Tell me. All right. Here's what is going to happen. You can't just tell me the outcome. That's too boring. You're going to tell me who gets shaken first.
Okay.
You're going to tell me how many rounds it lasts.
Right.
And then, of course, the victor.
Is it a title fight? Title fights are 5 rounds. Regular fights are 3.
All of these are going to be title fights.
Cool. Title
fights. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's start with the notorious Muppet and Black Belt, Miss Piggy.
Ooh, nice.
Or Talking Horse, Mr. Ed.
Ooh. I don't know that one.
Now, Mr. Ed was a real horse.
Okay.
That they would simply put peanut butter in its mouth to make it move its mouth so it looked like he was talking. Hmm. And they called him
Mr. Ed.
You know, Mr. Ed's probably going to have the strong kicks coming out of the gate.
I feel it, yeah.
I would assume go for the head is what he would do.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Miss Piggy, though, is a brawler, a scrapper.
She is a scrapper. You know, she's loud, too.
And a brawler.
She is, yeah. Now, when they do their what is that thing, the lineup?
The face-off.
The face-off. I think she's going to tear him apart. She's going to scare Mr. Ed.
Yeah, right. Back him down. I agree.
I think, he'll take a few steps back. He might trot a bit. He looks scared.
In the fight, though, I think Mr. Ed, I think he would have the stamina advantage.
Oh, yeah, nice. I feel it, yeah.
Probably a good runner, you know.
Probably. He might run away the whole match.
So I would say it could go both ways. Either Mr. Ed by decision or Miss Piggy knockout second round.
Ooh, I like those. I would take those odds. Miss Piggy is fierce.
Right.
I believe you.
I believe
she almost murdered that other pig that Kermit was dating after he broke up.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
You know how many times they've gotten married in the decades that they've existed?
Twice.
I don't know, honestly. I was asking.
Why you just?
Do you know?
Well, I was making a guess. You asked me a question.
Well, listeners, call in. We do have a phone
right
number.
In.
We do have a Google Voice phone number, and if you want to leave us a message and tell us how great we are, oh boy, would we
or
love it.
Whatever the question we just asked.
I'll give you guys the Google Voice number another time because I don't remember what it is.
Neither do I.
All right, cool.
We had one. Oh wait, I want to give. I want to give. One that he has.
You want to what?
I want to give him two people that are going to battle.
All right, cool.
Okay.
You got some?
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
hear
I
it. Let's
some.
Hear
right.
it. I want to hear these. I haven't
right.
heard this.
We have Trent Bridges, the sales clerk at my office.
Okay. let me get this. This is good.
I feel it.
Versus a sentient pile of fire ants.
Let me get some stats on Trent. What's he, how tall is he?
Mid-aged. He's got some... horn-rimmed glasses.
Okay, how tall is he?
Five, probably 11.
All right, what's his weight? What's he weighing in at?
He's not a healthy man.
Let's hear this weight, man. I want to hear it.
I'm with 230, maybe.
Okay. Can I have a brief sidebar and say that this is the most famous Trent will ever be?
That's not true. We don't know.
I do.
He's still got
I'm going to make sure of it. Trent, I'm coming for
you. He's still got plenty of maybe like 8 years left.
Oh, my God. Not if I get done with him. No.
Oh.
Tonight.
Oh, wow.
Trent.
Well, you're not fighting him. A sentient pile of fire.
Yeah.
Okay. How many? Are we talking a colony? Or are
a
we talking...
sentient pile. I don't know. I guess that's like 8,000.
Okay. Fire Ant's first round carries him off and by knockout.
There we
Whoa,
go.
Okay.
They carry him away to their
lair.
Their lair.
To the fire ant lair.
What do they do with him? Do they
they pick him apart and
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Is that part of the
See, this
rules?
Is how in depth we go on my podcast. You'll just have to listen and see, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
That's
not just
I'm
about
saying.
The fight, it's about after the fight, you know, what happens.
That would happen after the fight. The termites have to eat.
Whether
or fire ants or whatever.
Recover or not.
Right. Right.
Oh boy. All right, cool. I'm coming at you with another one. Here we go.
Okay.
Johnny, in a super awesome mech suit, or me, dressed as Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, ooh. Man. Oh,
how
man.
Big is the mech suit? Are we talking Transformers, or are we talking like...
Are we talking...
Like Lex Luthor. Like, it makes
Jaeger.
Him about 8 foot tall, he's just kind of thick, you know, but his head's exposed.
Do you have tools from the kitchen?
Almost definitely.
You. All the tools.
Gordon.
Oh,
was
whoa!
Gordon. Yeah.
Me dressed as Gordon Ramsay.
He's good with a knife. What can I say?
Do I have weaponry?
No, you're just a mech suit. You're just armored.
What's the point of a mech suit?
No, he's making the rules now.
Yeah,
I
visioned it, and I'm just like, oh, Gordon Ramsay takes that.
Man, I mean, I agree, but...
I'm gonna come at you with some real clever insults.
This is how you sear a steak. And this...
You call that a mech suit.
Well, you call that a mech suit. You look like a bucket of bolts. And I kick you in the shin.
My grandmother's livers has more rust on it. Oh, no, that's not really an insult.
All right, cool. You got another one, Johnny? You got another proposal?
No, I can't top the one I just did.
That was pretty good.
No, that was decent, yeah.
I can think of one off the top of
my
head.
I sense a little bit of animus between you and Trent.
No, I love the guy.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. Let's do this last one.
Okay.
Wait.
Final fight.
Okay.
This is for all the marbles.
This is for every marble
That's
I
the way
own.
She goes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Is he leaving?
He's walking away. Come back, Slim.
Okay, here I am. All
right. Goon. All right, Slim. Final fight.
Okay.
First opponent, or first contender.
Okay.
You.
All right.
Whoa.
Your opponent, the half dozen assassins I hired to kill you tonight.
Oh, man. Whew. That's real specific.
All in an octagon?
All in the octagon.
Oh,
we got one set up
man.
In the other room. It's
okay.
A big submarine. It's going to be a real big event after
Do
the
I
show.
Get weapons?
Yeah, you get...
I don't know. Did you bring any?
Just my laptop. So I have the weapon of knowledge.
Oh, shit, that laptop. I've heard about this laptop.
Yeah, I've heard about it. It's very sharp.
Yeah, and it shoots poison out of it.
It can detach. It's part tablet. So I got two sharp tools.
I heard it has pretty slow bandwidth, though.
Oh, no.
Depends on the Wi-Fi.
You won't be able to load Niagara Falls with that thing.
I'm going to go with fourth round submission. All of them. Just.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Down by submission. Yoke assassins don't go out easy.
Choke, armbar, triangle, leg lock. Boom, boom, boom.
Wait,
boom.
Do these assassins have, like, the hidden tooth that's actually just, like, cyanide thing or no?
Yeah, well, of course they do. But are you implying that when he subdues them, they just take the cyanide?
Yeah, they're like, it's too embarrassing.
We can't lose.
Yeah. Are they samurai? Like,
yeah.
Seppuku?
Yes, they're going to kill each other.
Hey, a win is a win.
Wow. A win is a win. All right, I wish I had a bell. Ding, ding. Right. Slim is definitely the winner in that fight, I'd say. Yeah. Oh, yes. Man, he'd be tearing it up. All right, we're going to take our first break, but we'll be right back with more of the Unbelievables in just a moment.
Hey, guys, this is number 8 Ohio-ranked professional featherweight fighter for Drew Schottenheimer, and I'm here to tell you that when I'm not too busy training or kicking ass, I'm listening to A&A MMA.
On the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Bitches.
Yeah!
My mother never thought I'd be the bad one. Kinda like the black sheep, trying to chase my last peak. Very seldom with the favors, so don't even ask me. But now I'm on some other shit. Agenda filled up with wins. Every time I get past the L, I can't help but wince. The staple of this rap shit, like my name was Vince. Frequently streaming filth through my pens. That's some nasty writing. Give you bars like you got indicted. You can't best them on your best day. I wouldn't try it. Trying to plug all three holes. I call my dick and try and ask her if she liked anal. She's like, I'll try it.
Well, let's do it.
Well, she enjoyed it. Lyrical general, I've been appointed. Your lyrics general inducing snoring. Very boring. Just talking about some nonsense. Like, how can you have millions on your mind if you ain't got sense? Well, I got a little bit of that, but I'm starting from scratch. And what I write is never legible, so ain't shit for you to snatch. Hieroglyphs are cold shit and avalanche for thermostats. And high demand for these artifacts. Fuck what you thought, this is art. In fact, I'm tired of that false shit you talked. That was on trap. Need to clean your act up and get your shit together. See, I've been making magic since I joined Lousy Weather. Shout out the rest of them guys. I tell you to walk a mile in my shoes, but you just can't fit the size. 12. Hear a verse, know you made your demise. Try to be me, but you can't. You just a bitch in disguise. There ain't no similar guys. I'm quite unique. I write and I loop beats and chug a fit the hand and forget what I did like I was roofied. Man on the moon, you on a roof. See me? I'm rocking to the end of it. Cause I got dope in my penmanship. Like I'm writing with needles. Praying on rappers like a man just fighting with beetles. Looking for a loaf. You scratching scraps of bread with the seagulls. Lethal to the people when I'm spitting is fecal. I rap great. The only thing that I'm lacking is breaks. No hesitation, you just lack what it takes. But not me.
Not me.
Welcome back to the Unbelievables. I'm Mike Calhoun. Of course, you guys know who's here with me. It's Johnny Trowbridge.
It's me.
And we got on the pod today, Slim.
Hello.
Hello from the A&A MMA podcast, also on the Lousy Weather main show.
And in our hearts.
He's just right there.
The most important.
So that's warm. Right. He's warm and fuzzy. We're talking fights. We're talking fighters.
Yes. We're talking fighter planes.
Yeah, let's talk about these fighter planes.
Is no one going to talk about these fighter planes?
They're just so fast, you know?
F-15s, you know?
Now, that's my favorite. I don't like the F-14s.
Who would you put in a ring with an F-15?
Probably Brock Lesnar. He could probably pick it up and, you know, slam it, something like that. Yeah,
I could, big dude.
Yeah, suplex a jet, you know, who knows?
It looks like Brock Lesnar has destroyed that jet.
Cost him a pretty penny, but he won.
I do want someone to threaten an inanimate object at like a weigh-in or something like that. I'm gonna destroy a jet. I'm gonna suplex a jet. You know, like
no, but like a really specific car would be better. A Subaru Outback.
You and your Subaru Outback are going down.
I don't have. A
I
Subaru
saw you drive in.
I'll find one in the parking lot tonight.
Slim, people should know this.
Okay.
but you are also a musician.
Indeed.
That's what I know you as mainly.
Right.
I knew you as a musician first.
Yeah, we were on the same card together.
We were on the same card. I like that term.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah, you opened the Lousy Weather basement show number 9,
right.
I believe.
Mm.
Loved it. Loved it.
Thank
absolutely.
You. Appreciate
it. It was great. I think people should definitely check out. Well, when we plug stuff, definitely plug out your
for sure.
Where it's located. Give me a rundown of how that started.
Basically, back in like middle school, me and my buddy, he was trying to rap, and his all of our friends were like, oh yeah, we'll rap with you, but they didn't know how to write raps, so he wrote like 4 different verses, including his own, and I was like, I'll just do my own, whatever. So we went for the talent show, and they were like,
oh yeah.
Nah.
Oh, they were like, no. the crowd was not having
it. It was 3 judges. They were all cheerleaders. They were like, nah, we're not. Nah.
We don't like it.
Yeah, nah. So eventually, you know, just kept grinding, just kept writing. And it led to us eventually meeting Sean Ast.
Right.
And that's actually how I got to know Sean.
I heard that story the other night.
Yeah.
About you and Sean had this like revelation about like you were that kid you had
well, I
his
knew him
band
back
under
in,
Dead
yeah,
Sky
back in 2014. I went to see him in concert and like mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, these guys are great, they're gonna go somewhere, and I bought their CD. I had all of them sign it.
We actually, Johnny and I have a connection with Under Dead Sky.
Oh yeah,
we worked with Colin Papp.
Okay.
At Cheap Hole Play.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, good old Colin Papp. Boy, was he young looking on that
boy,
that album.
Was he good at making tacos.
Boy, was he a muscular man.
Not burritos, though? Just the...
No, he was really bad at burritos.
Yeah, you damn. Should have seen those burritos. Oh.
Terrible.
Can't do it all.
Yeah, no,
like,
you can't.
Looked like he was treating them like a drum. We're all over the place.
Oh, man.
Smashed.
The drumsticks.
No good.
Right. But yeah, my rapping cohort, Freely Spoken, hit up Sean, asked for a place to record, and he was like, yeah, we'll do it. Listen to the song, I was like, oh my god, I gotta see this. So I had seen Paul Wolf's, another host on Lousy Weather main show. I seen his man Leota at the Aqueduct downtown, and I seen Sean Esser. I was like, oh dude, love the recording, man. I gotta record with you. And he was like, all right, whatever. So I literally
that was such a good Sean Est.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a like, really
all right,
good.
All right, fine. So I you know, got him his number and hit him up, not knowing him at all, other than that first time I seen him in concert.
Right,
and
right.
Just hit it off ever since. You know, we just been really good friends.
Right.
Ever since last year, yeah.
I like your presence on the Lousy Weather main show. And I'm, like I said before, you gotta defend yourself from these people trying to bully you. It's
I
like
know.
Chris Klem's on every week or something. The big old bully.
Right. Oh,
he's
exactly.
A bully.
Like
such a bully.
5 bullies.
As soon as I saw him, I was like, that's a bully.
Is that really what you
that's
thought of?
The first thing I thought.
That's amazing. that's funny. Excuse me. I got a pain in my side. I don't know why.
Pain in my
listener,
side.
Listener, can you diagnose this pain in my side?
Appendix.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Geez.
I hope that's not what's happening to me. I hope.
I don't think he wanted people to diagnose it.
I've had one of those removed. It's not fun.
You've had one of your appendix removed?
Yeah, the other one's
do
still in
do we have
there.
Multiple?
Yeah, the other one's fine, they
you've
said.
You've got
but...
a few? Hang on. Slim's an alien. We got a
birth defect. I can drink muddy puddles. It's, yeah, it's
what
it's
the freak?
If I'm ever lost in the woods, like I don't need to boil water. I'm safe.
Are you planning on getting lost in the woods?
Maybe some Bear Grylls type.
Can you
stunt for a mixtape? I don't know. We'll
can
see.
Can one plan on getting lost?
Ooh.
Oh, wow, you just blew my mind.
Yeah, I did. I blew my own mind.
Yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Right? Get out of here. Huh.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Hey.
Wait. What?
What?
What was that?
Hey, did you hear that? Did I cookies?
Cookies.
Wait, who is this person?
Is that?
Oh my
hey,
god!
You know me.
Take off that hood.
Is this who I think it is?
Holy shit!
Oh my god! It's
Rocky Balboa
in the flesh.
Oh my god!
What?
This
what?
Is in incredible.
Oh my god! Did you know we were talking about fighting?
I heard it.
You
heard,
heard
it? But we're in a submarine.
How did you get here?
Snuck in.
snuck in. Fair enough. I gotta say,
nice. You know what? I'm not even gonna question it.
This guy is sneaky.
How does anyone get anywhere?
Sneaking, I guess.
Wow.
Wow.
But, well,
that's a good point.
That's a pretty okay point.
Rocky, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. This is really incredible. What are you doing here?
I heard that this guy from the Anna and Mom podcast.
And Ma podcast.
And Mom.
mom and pop podcast.
Mom and pop.
And a mama, you know.
And a mama, yeah.
Do you
that's
know?
That's my favorite podcast.
My favorite radio program.
Really? You're a listener?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Wow.
If it involves Rocky fighting, getting punched, I'm on it.
You're on it.
He's, wow. So, what? I'm just flabbergasted. This is amazing. So, you came in to talk to Slim because he's one of your favorite podcast hosts?
Like, oh, yeah.
Wow. Big so, time. Have you been following fights lately? Is that what's going on? I'm sure Slim's got some
around,
questions.
I follow every fight.
You follow every fight.
This is an honor. You even MMA? You still not even boxing?
I've seen Mama fight a couple times.
You seen your wow. mom fight?
Mom. Oh,
he's other moms. She's a little. Good.
I think
she's really good.
I think we get it. I guess we'll have to roll with it, Johnny. He thinks MMA is.
Mother's fighting.
Hey, the mom fighting league, always super big.
Yeah.
Mom fighting. What's the greatest mom you've ever seen fight?
My mom.
Your mom's the best.
Well, that's
mom.
A given. Okay. Yeah, well I'll give that to you, Ryan.
Mrs. Balboa.
She's got those big ham hocks.
Ham hocks.
She looks like she could knock out a horse. I bet she could take on Mr. Ed.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, you bet.
Has she fought a horse, Rocky?
She's fighting one tonight.
She's fighting a horse tonight.
What's the name
wow.
of the horse?
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. What? Oh, my God.
This is insane. Wow.
Did you know that, Calhoun? Is that why you brought it up?
I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
I hope she's ready for the kicks. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. The kicks are kind of rough, yeah. I hear.
Did you train her? Is that what happened?
Nice.
You trained her.
She trained me.
Oh,
wow. I didn't see that in your film.
Yeah.
Raised and trained. Wow.
That wasn't in the film.
All fights start in the kitchen.
What did you think of that film?
Some might say that,
which
yes.
Which film? A League of Their Own?
Yeah, The League of Their Own. What did you think of that film?
That was a fine
movie. Not enough mom fights, though.
Not enough mom fights? What do you think?
What did you think? Well, I'm trying to think of a good mom fight. There's Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah.
It's a good mom fight. They fight in the courtroom.
Cosmo Kramer's mom.
Cosmo
Kramer.
What about Aliens, where that one mother fights the alien mother?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's a good fight.
It's a good fight. Okay, can you give us a ranking? Number one mom fight ever that you've seen.
Number one mom fight, my mom versus our dog.
Oh, wait, what happened to the dog?
Your dog really?
The dog was a mom.
Oh, the dog was a mom.
Was a mom?
She was in the league.
She was in the league.
Big dogs? Little dogs?
So this league is not just humans. It's just all moms.
All moms.
Okay.
It's a species league, you know.
Yeah.
I got you.
Mammals, you know.
Right.
Reptiles.
The reptile league.
The crossovers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen a good reptile fight?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, what's the best reptile
fight? It was a big snake.
Big snake?
Versus another snake.
Ooh. Who wins?
Mama snake.
A Komodo dragon and an alligator.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a good one, too. I saw that.
Who won?
I think a crocodile came in.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's a little WWE going on.
Yeah, a little triple threat match. Ooh. For the United States Championship.
That was the United Mom States Championship?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm interested in this snake fight. I imagine there's just a lot of grappling, a lot of groundwork.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a lot of striking.
No arm
Unless
bars.
They're cobras.
No arm bars, they don't have arms.
That's a good
point. Yeah, they can't.
No leg locks either.
No leg locks.
That's kind of rough. What do they do? Just like getting a knot?
I guess you would call it a bear hug, but they're snakes. So it's like
a snake hug.
A snake
That'd
hug.
Be ridiculous. Yeah. That'd be the dumbest thing if someone called it a bear hug.
Who would call it a
what
bear
an idiot.
Hug?
We would never do that.
Are there mama bears that fight?
Oh, probably.
Is their porridge too cold?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the book said.
That's what the book said.
Yeah, you gotta go by the book, you
by
know?
The facts.
When
I always say.
It comes to fights between mama bears.
Facts are facts.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Hey, are you leaving?
Don't go anywhere, Rock. We got more questions.
Yeah, I got questions for
I want to hear, yeah, I want to hear.
You know, I usually interview MMA fighters, but I love to interview a boxer. This is different for me.
Hit me with your best shot.
Okay,
Slick.
Okay. So what made boxing seem like the clear choice of sport? Was there ever any other sports you were interested in?
Well, it was like a track and field. Ooh. But you can't punch people when you're running.
Well, you could. You could, but I don't think you could. It would be allowed.
Did you try, Rock?
It was real hard. He was running fast.
I bet you liked javelin.
Javelin? You can fight a guy with that.
did you fight a man with a javelin, Rock?
I tried.
You know what? I can't get down on you for trying.
My track coach won't talk to me.
Because you tried to stab him with a javelin?
Well, you're getting up in the years. Is your track coach still around?
He's 102.
He's 102.
Won't talk to you, though.
He's a young 102, though.
Okay, cool.
He's a track coach. He's got to be in good shape.
How'd you get your nickname, the Italian Stallion?
It's because we used to own a horse. And,
is it fighting your mom?
And my mom used to fight it.
Oh, no!
And you beat its ass.
Absolutely.
Of course.
He took its name. That's why there's power in the name.
You don't get lats like that if you aren't fighting horses.
Yeah.
God. Oh, my God. Shit. That's got to be the greatest origin name or origin story for a name I've ever heard.
Horse was Italian. Boom.
How did you know the horse? Yeah.
He had an accent.
How did his neigh go?
Like a normal neigh, except with an Italian accent. I don't know.
That's what I want to say.
All right, I'm going to let Slim keep going with the question. I have a quick question before he gets back to his, though. Now, when your mom wasn't fighting anyone or any other species, what would she make for dinner that was your favorite dish?
Oh, yeah.
You know, those Italian moms, they can make some good food.
It was spaghetti.
All right.
Oh. Horse meatballs.
Oh, jeez.
that's pretty brutal. So she would.
Your mom is like the Titus Andronicus of moms.
Your mom is frightening.
She fed me those horse hands.
Jeez.
So what happens when your mom beats Mr. Ed tonight? Yeah. Is she going to, you know?
You're going to have some spaghetti in the morning?
Boy, you bet you.
You have spaghetti for breakfast?
You got to turn those hooves right into bowls.
Oh,
that's pretty artisanal. Your mom's got a nice touch.
She uses every part. Yeah. Every part of the horse.
Every part of the horse.
Nice. Or else it's a waste. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to waste a good horse.
Right.
You don't want to waste a good horse.
I don't understand.
If there's anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's that. You don't want to waste a good horse.
Are the mom fights to the death all the time? Or is your mom just killing him afterwards?
If it's like a Thursday.
God.
Hey, it's called Sudden Death Thursday.
Is there a lot of paperwork involved in that? Or is it just kind
of
like... Just
a couple of them.
Couple papers.
Maybe like New York Times.
New York Times.
I'm not asking who's covering the fight. Oh, it's okay. We'll move on.
I don't know.
Do you have another question?
Yeah.
Slim?
So you fought the world wrestling heavyweight champion, and you went to a draw. Did you get any sort of backlash for not being able to knock out a wrestler?
Oh yeah. The Huckster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you combat that? Were you just like, oh, are you a strong guy, or were you just like?
I asked him what kind of vitamins he was taking.
Oh, what kind was he taking?
Anabolic steroids.
Well, there you go.
Well, that brings me to my next question. You fought a Russian who was on taking rocket fuel right before the fight.
Rocket fuel.
And
I forgot.
You beat him. So what happened with the Hulkster?
I don't know. They're both juiced up worse than grapefruits.
Oh, grapefruits!
I'll tell you what,
up.
Though. If he didn't beat you, he could certainly make it to the moon.
Oh,
at least he can get there.
That's fair.
Wonder what happened when he farted. Nah, never mind.
I don't
want to move on.
If he did it in the ring, I feel like that's, you know, that's an illegal move.
Yeah, no, right.
Nothing below the belt.
Oh, nothing below the belt. Yeah, you can't do anything below the belt either.
Yes,
yeah.
Anything.
See, that's a lot. A lot of people don't know this, but you're actually not even supposed to move your feet.
Remember that
it's
guy
below
who,
the belt? You
yeah,
can't
right.
do it.
Right.
Remember that guy who peed and then got kicked out?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, you know, peeing in the ring.
Yeah, no peeing in the ring.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No how. No way.
Did you learn that the hard way, Rock?
Oh yeah.
Oh, did you?
when you're a kid fighting your mom, you pee in the ring.
Oh, I would. If my mom came at me.
If my mom killed the horse she fought the night before, I would pee in the ring.
I'd be peeing all over the ring. Oh,
but you'd have a great breakfast.
I would have a great breakfast.
A good old spaghetti and horse meatball breakfast.
What does horse taste like?
Oh, it tastes like just like a horse.
I don't know what that is.
They sound like a horse. They talk like a horse, except when they have an Italian accent. And they taste like a horse. I mean, it's pretty clear.
And their hooves are great pottery.
I mean, wow, it's like a cow. Right. It's like a cow, but faster, I guess.
A fast cow?
Yeah.
That's how
a
I
cow,
would.
Cow, but faster.
But with no horns.
Okay.
I kind of like the naming a horse a fast cow. That's kind of a good name for a horse.
I mean, you got fast cow, There's the horses. You got a slow cow. There's the pigs.
What's a goat?
A slow cow is a pig?
It's a medium-sized cow.
A goat?
It's a pretty small goat.
I would call them a climbing cow, but that's just me.
Ooh, a climbing cow.
I used to call them horny cows.
Fainting cows?
But cows have horns.
Yeah, cows have
horns. Fainting cows?
Humping cows.
Humping cows. Humping. They do
a
lot of
humping. That's a camel, though, right?
Got that horny goat's weed.
What do you call rabbits?
They're just rabbits.
Fair enough. I'll take it. That's a good answer.
I'm confused.
I'm writing these all down.
We're crossing over too many genuses.
You're right. You're right.
How much Dane Bramage did you receive against the fight against the Russian?
Prenny.
Oh, man.
Oh, but I know you took the next fight against Mason Dixon at 60 years old.
You?
What motivated you to fight after you had all the arthritis and the Dane Bramage, and you know what really got you to get back to training and get in the ring again?
Well, I just really hated that line, the Mason Dixon line.
Oh, what's
you
the
didn't
Mason?
Like the line? Oh.
Okay,
what really made you hate the line? What happened?
Like, this is really arbitrary. I think we should fight.
Yeah, it's a pretty good reason to fight.
I'm impressed that with all the Dane Bramage, you know the word arbitrary.
Yeah, I'm
there it is. It shows its head in the least expected times.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does.
I think you shorted him out.
I'm sorry to laugh, Rock. I'm just
we're not like
we're,
it.
We're
at
real
you.
Bumped. Yeah, we're real pumped to have you here.
Big
this is
fan.
Really
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, it's good to be here. Is this a spittoon?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Feel free. Whatever you're doing. Are you chewing now? Is that what's happening?
No, I just.
Just like to spit.
A lot of extra saliva from all the tap dancing that happened on my head.
Years. You have a tap dancer on your head.
Yeah.
I feel
tiny
it. It's understandable. I mean, you got to take it easy in your later years, you know? You're getting up in years.
How old are you now? 102?
That's my coach.
No, sorry.
That's his old track coach.
Track coach. Yeah, Javelin Steve.
So
he named Javelin Steve because you hit him with a javelin?
Yeah.
His name was just Steve.
Before.
Sometimes you just need an improvement.
Did he accept the name Javelin Steve?
He accepted the javelin.
Oh, hey!
That could have went both ways.
Were you pretty popular in high school, Rocky?
The most popular.
You were the most popular? Oh, you probably
But I thought you dropped out in grade school.
Well, I came back to the high school. Oh, that's why I was the most popular. They're like, what is he doing here?
Yeah. They demanded him back.
Billy Madison style. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. Okay.
And that's when that's when you joined track and field, and you didn't feel right. Threw that javelin at Javelin Steve.
Javelin Steve.
And finally got into fighting.
Boom.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Boom,
boom. Bada boom.
Bada boom. Bada boom.
What would you say is your favorite city in the U.S.?
Philadelphia.
I knew you were going to say that.
We're going to get the best cheesesteak.
Philadelphia, duh.
Yeah, but where? What shop?
I'm going to go over to that is a hidden one.
Hidden one.
Can you give me directions next time I'm over there?
You're not Indiana Jones.
Sweet, okay, yeah.
The hidden one.
You want to go to Warehouse District.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's hidden. It's hidden up there. It's going to go back behind a granite shop.
Oh,
a granite shop.
That's where they make it, the granite.
They sell the granite, or they make it.
They make it there. That's what my mom told me.
They cut the steak with the granite.
Oh yeah, you gotta use a granite saw. That's this.
Oh,
nice.
Authentic Philly.
You could get a good
granite saw.
Good horse Philly there. It's really great.
A good horse
steak Philly sandwich.
How do you know so many places that sell horse?
You just gotta find them.
To find them. They're hidden.
They're all over Philly.
The dark web, probably.
The dark web.
The dark web.
I've heard you got to go on the dark web.
Yeah, you if you can spit, you can find a horse.
I can spit, so
I'll bet you I can find a horse too. If I try hard enough.
If I tried, yeah.
So, we're out here in the ocean. Were you going somewhere? You traveling the world? Where were you headed?
Just hanging out.
You're just hanging out in the middle of the ocean, yeah. Huh?
Hey.
I mean, we are off of the, you know, we're off the...
We're off the coast of Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're off the coast of Philadelphia, so maybe it's not much that much of a surprise that you showed up.
Hey, The Rock's always in for a surprise.
Whoa.
Oh, you like surprises?
Oh, yeah.
What, you like surprise parties?
Yeah, except for all the loud noises.
Oh, you don't like the loud noises? Makes,
well, one might say a loud noise is a surprise.
You betcha.
What?
Oh my God, Slim! You got any more questions for Rocky?
Yeah, what do you think about this boxing MMA crossover, the Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather?
Ooh. I was hoping we get to this.
It makes about as much sense as my mom fighting a horse.
You know what? You're perfectly right.
You think it makes sense? You think it makes as much sense as the interspecies fight?
Oh yeah.
What do you?
But it sounds like you think you that's very. It?
What's your prediction?
My prediction?
Conor and.
The ring explodes.
Because
the fight's gonna be too big.
Too big.
People are gonna rush the ring.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Man. That'd be unprecedented.
Would you rush the ring?
I would always rush the ring.
Oh, he'd take them both out. I bet.
Rush the ring now. Rush the ring at college.
College.
Like I said, we got a ring in the other room that we were gonna put Slim in against these assassins.
Oh jeez.
He might need you in his corner.
Could you fight some assassins?
Will you help me out, Rocky?
Yeah, I got my gloves on already.
Whoa.
Whatever happens to me, don't throw in the towel. Just
okay.
How did you swim with the gloves?
Easy. Just over like this.
Over like that.
And then another one.
Under.
The breaststroke, you know?
It's like riding a bike.
Except
underwater.
He threw a bunch
underwater.
He threw a bunch of hooks, and that's
throwing hooks.
That's how he swim. Yeah,
I like to imagine that all boxers, when they swim, are just throwing hooks at the water, and they make their way through. You know,
that would be pretty cool.
Tell me, Rock. If you were a younger man, let's imagine. Let's put you in a younger man's body, young Rock. Would you go into MMA with its popularity now?
That's a good question.
I don't know about the Mama Fighting League.
Yeah, the Mama Fighting
League. Does it make you worried or something?
I mean, I'd have to become a mom.
You would have to become a mom.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we can't argue with that. Yeah. I mean, that is true. But hey, it's the 90s. Anything can happen.
I'd do it.
Yeah. You'd do it?
Oh, wow.
Becoming a mom?
Yeah, become a mom.
How many kids you want to have then?
Probably like four or five.
Four or five. Good
nice.
Italian family.
Nice. Yeah.
Good big old Italian family. Raise them in Philly?
Gonna make them nice, big, and strong on some horse meat.
Be the best cook on the block.
Is that an Italian thing, or it's just the fighting? You fight a lot of horses.
When you fight a lot of horses, you gotta eat a lot of horse meat.
And baklava.
It's like the taste for the enemy.
Yeah. You get stronger. You're strong as a horse.
I'm
as strong as at least 75 horses.
Wow, that's a lot of horsepower.
70, yeah, it is a lot. That's about a lawnmower there.
Your mother has killed a lot of horses.
Yep.
Yes.
What's her horsepower?
Her horsepower is probably about 90, 92.
92 horsepower.
Damn. Whew. That's like a golf cart.
Yeah.
It's a good one, yeah.
About a horse a year at least.
Wow.
Wait, then she's 92 years old?
Yeah.
Rocky's like, what are you now, 72?
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
Getting old. Not as old as Javelin Steve, I'll tell you that much.
Javelin Steve.
Did Javelin Steve survive?
He's crazy.
Oh, he's crazy now. Is he literally crazy now?
You think my Dane Bramridge is bad? You should see Javelin Steve.
Oh, boy.
Oh, where'd you hit him with that javelin?
Right in the noggin.
Right in that noggin.
He's still alive?
Was this the guy that had the javelin go through his eye, out the back of his head, and he was still good?
Oh, no, it was like Steve Martin.
Oh, wow.
How is he not dead?
That's tough.
Good lucky.
Is the javelin still in there?
Very lucky.
Hey, he's cut off the side.
Oh, okay.
He's like a demon.
He's got horns. Nice.
Yeah. Looks like Hellboy. Oh man, that's tough, man.
Every year he's got to trim his javelin down a little bit more. It's grown with him. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's become part of him now.
Poor Javelin Steve.
Wow.
Yeah, poor guy.
I hope he's lived a great life.
I hope so. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game here, and that game is
Can You Sell It?
This game is very simple. One of us will take on the role of a person from history or of fiction. And the other three of us will sell this person a product made from these cards in the center. Everyone grab 7 cards except for the person that will play a character, and that is Rocky.
Rocky,
you're going to be Rocky.
Well, it seems like a really easy job.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
All right, we're gonna grab our cards here.
Hit me, yeah.
There you go. And let's get this going here. Take a quick peek at these guys. Well, hello there, sir. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Very nice to see you out here on the streets of Villet, my favorite town. How do you feel about this city, sir?
It's the most beautiful city in the world.
It's the most beautiful city in the world, he says. You know what? I'd have to agree. Let me tell you, I see you walking out here with your hoodie, jogging, punching the air. You know what I think you need?
What's that?
I think you need to hide that ugly mug of yours with a big old rubber mask. That's what I'm thinking. You're not a good-looking man. That's what I'm having to say to you. Ho-ho.
Whoa.
Wow. Hey. I don't like the look of your face. I want you to cover it up.
You know he fights horses.
I fight a lot of horses.
I don't care if he fights my mother.
Oh!
She'll win, I guarantee it.
Oh!
He doesn't look very tough to me.
Been a while since I fought him, Mom.
Oh, man.
I'm always game.
Oh, man, he's going to fight your mom.
Well, I'm going to call my mother right now. I wonder if anybody else is going to be interested in approaching
well,
this.
Well, I have just the thing for you, sir. You know how you know about movies?
You?
Yeah. What if you were in a freedom movie? This movie's all about, you know, being an expendable person in a movie and, like, fighting for America.
The Dependables. Yeah, I made that movie.
Yeah. The Incredibles.
Yep. That's the one.
Yeah, you could do that again with this.
With the extra freedom?
Yeah, it's an extra freedom movie. It's a free movie ticket.
Just a ticket to my own movie?
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
It's
not very good, I'm sorry.
I don't remember Mr. Rocky ever being in a movie called The Dependables or The Incredibles.
Sorry.
I think you're making stuff up.
It's The Invincibles.
The Pretendables, I think.
The Pretendables.
The Untouchables, maybe.
Ooh, yes. That was it.
Or maybe it was The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I think it was The League of Our Own.
The League of Our Own. That's a movie I was in. I was in the back, couldn't see much.
Yeah, okay.
How are you, sir? How you doing? It's nice to see another fellow salesman walking the streets of Philadelphia.
Sir. Here, I love you so much. Here's some garbage soup.
Oh, this garbage soup is my favorite, actually. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm going to throw it in the face of Rocky over here.
Oh.
Hey, that was fighting words.
Oh, fighting words and soup.
That's fighting soup.
Well, Mr. Rocky,
Oh, no, the salesman has
hey,
arrived.
Hey.
What is this man's name?
My name is, Johnson Jones.
Johnson Jones.
I tell you what, Rocky, I respect you. I know what you do. I know what you're here for, and I got a product to endorse for you.
Okay.
So let's say you're hyping up an elementary school, right? You're in the gymnasium, and you're getting everyone ready for the rest of their lives.
Like I do on Tuesdays.
Exactly.
Oh, Tuesdays.
So let's say that particular Tuesday. A robber happened to come into school and snatch your cape right off your back.
Oh.
So I have for you the cape bomb.
Whoa, jeez.
Cape bomb. This
so
is incredible.
He'll get 20 meters away. If your cape happens to get 20 meters away from you without you hitting the kill switch, that cape will explode, disarming the robber, killing the robber. Whatever you want it to do, you can set it to stun if you need to.
You would certainly
How do you set a bomb to stun?
If you don't need to harm any children. Or if you're on the street and someone snatches your cape right off your back, you can kill him if you must.
A stun bomb. That is incredible. And it's all in this cape.
I would get it just because it's a stun bomb.
My God. See, I didn't know you had a cape this whole time. I would have asked you to cover your ugly face with it.
My buddy James Brown, he had a cape.
Exactly.
He sure did.
Yeah, he did.
He sure did.
He did that day. He was the hardest working man in show business.
I didn't know that you and James Brown were friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wait, okay, but
Rocky, do you ever just want to run away? Get away from your problems and the current century? Well, what about the future sled?
The future sled, huh?
It's Christmas 2009. Because that's not the future.
And that's how you play. Can you sell it?
Man, that last guy was an idiot.
Oh, boy. Hey, Rock, I'll tell you what. You really, thanks for participating.
Yeah, wait, who won?
He's got to pick his product there.
I think of all of them, the garbage soup.
Whoa, that's not even yours, but okay.
It sounded good.
That one guy threw it in your face. What an asshole.
I tasted some of it. It wasn't bad.
Did it taste? Here's the key question, though. Did it taste like horse?
There's got to be some horse in there.
There's got to be some horse in there.
Just like Mama made.
Just like Mama made the horse Mama soup. Made.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's the end of the show, gents.
Oh, man.
We have reached the end of the show. But that means we got one final section for you.
What's that called?
And that section is... Wait, what is this?
Hey.
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
It's the special plug section for old Rocky Balboa.
There it is.
He's getting up. He's running around the sub.
Adrian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Rock, tell us, where are you going to go next, after this show? Where are you headed?
I'm going to go home.
You're going home? Oh, he's running. He can't run home. Through the water. You got some jabs.
Wait, he didn't give us like a parting phrase that we would know he's leaving.
Yeah, it's where the cookie crumbles.
There he goes. Bye, Rocky. Oh, good God.
What a legend.
That guy is a legend.
True legend.
Truly.
Oh, man.
That guy is beautiful.
Wow.
I knew he was my favorite fighter for a reason.
That's your favorite fighter?
He was.
What about his mom? His mom has seemed to kill a lot of horses.
I'll have to look into her fights. He's telling me this
I've never seen them.
Oh, they're incredible.
His mama fights.
Oh, boy. All right, cool. Let's go around the horn here and get some plugs out. Slim, since Rock left, I mean, you're our guest here.
All right, cool.
Let's hear what you got coming up, man.
I have a show at the Hive Mind on West Exchange Street.
Is it Hive Mind with a V?
Yes.
Okay.
On West Exchange Street. That's going to be next Friday, August 11th. It's going to be super cool. It's going to be a lot of different artists, like not just rappers and musicians, but just people who make art in general. Like pictures, painters, all sorts of things, showing their work on display. And I'll be performing.
What kind of venue is this where they can show off all this stuff?
It's kind of like a little house.
That's cool.
I don't know. It's super cool, but it'll be nice. It'll be fun. It's BYOB. Drink whatever you want.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'll be super awesome. So come through that on August 11th. And I also have a show coming up on September 1st at the Empire on Talmadge Road. So that'll be great too. And I have tickets for that. If you need them, hit me up. And I got merch. If you need merch, let me know.
Where can we get the merch?
Come to me directly.
Yeah, directly.
DM me on Twitter. My Twitter is @slimcock. My Instagram is @schleazyslim.
What is your address and how much money do you make every year before taxes? So we can get these shirts.
You know, I have enough credit cards. I don't need another one. Sorry, bud.
Very good of you.
Exactly what they asked me.
It is, really. Cool. Yeah. So if anyone sees you on the street, be like, hey, can I get one of them shirts? I'm going to get a shirt.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Well, you know what happens on this sub as well. Is that all your plugs? Sorry.
I didn't
want to step on you. Yeah. Okay. Everyone knows that if you want to follow Johnny Trowbridge on Twitter, you just can't.
You can't do it. It's physically impossible.
He is not there. You can follow other Johnny Trowbridges on Twitter.
Ooh, do that. I found out there's a wrestler named Johnny Trowbridge who lives in Kansas.
Follow him and ask him this question. Hey, you ever fight a horse?
Yes. Ask him if you ever fought a horse.
And then eat it.
And then eat it and have your mom make it.
Full stop.
Yeah. And ask Johnny Trowbridge.
Ask Johnny Trowbridge, the wrestler from Kansas, that question. See what but he says. Since you are not on Twitter, you spend your time working on projects on the sub.
Yeah, yeah. This week, or I guess this last month.
You've had a lot of time. It's better time. Be a good project.
It's pretty good. You know how, like, there's bee shortage? Well, I just...
A bee shortage. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how...
And we know you're a busy bee McGee.
They call me Busy Bee McGee. Well... I've been going around and pollinating flowers.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
With your legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes a long time.
Naturally?
It takes a long time to go around and pollinate. No, I use the tweezers.
Oh, I
see. To pollinate. I use my legs to get to each flower. I thought that's what you meant.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So I've got, my garden is done. So just got to get to everyone else's. But, you know, I made some progress.
Okay, when are you going to get started in everyone else's? Everyone else is in the world.
Yeah, but okay. Next week is probably...
Going to get started next week?
Maybe, if I have time.
You've been busy, what can I say?
Yeah, I mean, there's enough bees, probably.
You think?
To cover my slack.
They might be able to pick up some slack. I'm sure if you relax
I mean, like, it's
for
their
a bit,
full-time job. Like, I'm doing it on the side.
Yeah, you damn bees. You got a full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing relaxing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing it as a hobby. They should be doing
right.
Yeah.
You only got a few hours in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I wish Rock had given us any sort of details where he'll be next, but he ran off. That's all right.
Dang it.
my plugs, of course. You can follow the Unbelievables podcast on Twitter at Tunbelievables. That's T Unbelievables. Don't ask. If you want to know the origin, go back to the Unbelievables archives on the lousyweathermedia.com. Hours of listening pleasure await you.
You have to listen to it backwards to hear the answer.
Oh. Yeah, the whole podcast. You have to listen to the whole thing backwards. Follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. And don't follow me on Facebook. I won't add you if you're a stranger. Unless.
Unless
you
your
say
name
nice
is Johnny Trowbridge.
Unless your name is John and you're a wrestler from Kansas.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless you fight horses on the reg. The Sad Boys Social Club has a show at the Funny Stop on August 15th. That is a Wednesday. Excuse me. It might be a Tuesday. Let's find out. But it's going to be $5 at the door. Just show up and pay it and watch a great show. That's what I'm saying.
Or else
I'm going to send Rock after you. Rock's mom, rather.
Oh, my God.
She's
going to
beat your horse ass up.
Rocky's one thing, but Rocky's mom.
Yeah, yeah. the 15th is a Tuesday. That's the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls at 8 p.m. All right, cool. I want to thank Slim for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
You're a fantastic guest, I always enjoy talking to you.
Absolutely.
I'll show up on that Lousy Weather main show, and I'll kick some asses for you.
Oh, thank
you. I'm still going to write those roast jokes.
Please.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Fare thee well.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavscast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavscast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike from Mike's Mystery Liquids. I'm just trying to say that you guys should come buy some. That's all. You know, I got tons of it. So it's just laying around the house in boxes. And they made of cardboard, so they're just leaking through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so y'all should come buy some of my Mike's Mystery Liquids, because it's just making a mess. Mike's Mystery Liquids is where you come to get your mystery liquids. If you gay. Hey, what's up? This is Mike from Mike's Mystery Liquids. If y'all, you know, driving down Carnegie and you see me on the side of the road, don't be honking and no shit like that. That scares me. Make me jump right out of my goddamn skin. That's all. Hey, yo, this is Mike, you know, from Mike's Mystery Liquids. And I'm just thinking, man, y'all ever think about hands? Like, you could use them to grab things. And, like, I can, like, hold multiple things in one hand. And that's crazy. Hey, yo, this is Mike from Mike's Mystery Liquid. Man, I just been thinking. I can't remember my mom's name. I know I called her mom for a long time. Man, she must have been called something else before that. Gotta have a name. Shoot. Maybe I can ask. I can ask Aunt Carla. She might know. Yeah, I'll do that.